Under lights with the Anfield Wrap, you've got Ian Ryan, Amelia Bonner, Mike Kearney, Phil Blundell. We're not expecting a caller, but Neil Atkinson might still pull one out the bag, so you might get a little tinker of a Toulouse caller right at the end of this, if you're lucky. But Amelia, for now, we will just push on through. And listen, I'm not going to try and pretend this is the biggest game in Liverpool's season at all, but it is one they'll want to get through with very little fuss. Hopefully no injuries, and you'd also assume the 3 points.
Yeah, I mean, so it might not be the biggest game in Liverpool's season, but it's very much the biggest game that Steve Graves and I will be enjoying in 2023. So it's going to be the first time we get to leave the house together and have a drink, which is absolutely massive. It's also going to be the first time I'll watch a Liverpool game whilst constantly messaging my mum to be like, is the baby alive? Is he breathing? Is everything okay? Is he eating? Has he been to the toilet? Does he seem happy? Does he seem sad? Can you send me some photos of his face? So while for others, this may feel like a film.
Your mum's a bit of crack at night.
She's really, I mean, it's what she wants. But yeah, it might not be a big deal for anyone other than us. I'm very much looking forward to it. It might be the most mundane game that anyone has ever been this excited for, where it's going to be a big event for us regardless. But you're right. It's not much of anything, but I suppose we'll have a nice time anyway, won't we?
Phil, the manager's message is probably just get it done, get it boxed. I think if Liverpool end it with 12 from 12, that's all anyone can ask for. And then they can put it in a bit of a box and then just look forward to some bigger games, because there's no doubt this being done will allow them to concentrate on some of the bigger games in and around that December period.
Yeah, it would give us two free in midweeks after the international break, which when you consider we're playing basically every midweek from is it the 30th of November, the next game, I think, against Lask? It's about then. Yeah. I think we're playing every midweek then until theoretically, the second week in January if we beat West Ham in the League Cup. So it's going to be a tough period. So having the ability to sort of really he's still going to have to play some players, because obviously players have got to play, but the ability to, you know, the big boys don't have to go to Belgium, for example. They can just stay at home and have a rest, and you can just stock the bench with 17, 18-year-olds, and that's how you way around. Is, I think if we win, and I think if Gilward don't, I think that's the group one, which after four games is as good as you can do. You get it done, we can all just go, right, sigh of relief, done. We're not playing European football again then until March, because there's no, you win the group, you don't play in February, which is a massive thing as well, removing, you effectively free up four midweeks by winning this group.